Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link. Then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest and click on the Register to be a Guest link. If you're thinking about having your own show, there's information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. Again, that email address is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. Again, that number to call or text me is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363. Again, that number to call if you have a question or you want to make a brief comment is 347-989-1363, and press option 1 to connect with the producer. If you want to just listen by phone, call that number and don't press option 1. You can also message me on Facebook at alan.simberg, at Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet me at alansimberg, at alansimberg. I want to let you know that this segment of the show is being sponsored by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables. They use those vegetables to make whole food supplements. For those of you that are not familiar with that term, whole food supplements, I'm going to explain a little bit to you. I'm also going to let you know why I highly recommend them. Whole food supplements are supplements that are made with food. Now, the thing that I really like about Standard Process is not only do they create these supplements with food, but the food they use is organically grown vegetables. Now, you might be thinking, well, what's the difference between a whole food supplement and a supplement that you might buy, let's say, in a pharmacy, or some of the supplements you may buy in a health food store that are not whole food supplements? Well, quite simply, those other supplements are made with chemicals. They are synthetic, and in a sense, you could consider them to be pharmaceuticals. I'm not saying they're exactly drugs, but they are made with chemicals. So why should this make a difference? Well, the reason this makes of actually what I consider to be a very big difference is that our bodies are designed to function on food, not on chemicals. And in order for us to have the best health possible, we need to give our body the nutrients that it needs. When you give your body the supplements that are made from synthetic ingredients, your body has to furnish the rest of the known and unknown factors that are in food in order for those supplements to give you the greatest benefit possible. Over time, another thing that is possible is that you can drain your body of the nutrients that it needs, and that can result in your having symptoms that generally are indicative of a health problem. Now, obviously, if you want to know if you have a health problem, it always makes sense to go to a doctor and have an examination, get some blood work done, you know, see what your body's saying. But I think it's important to recognize that when you give your body the nutrition that it needs, it will function at the highest level possible. Now, I also want to make a comment about what I consider to be the sister company of Standard Process, which is MediHerb. And MediHerb, as the name implies, provides herbs. They sell herbal products. And the thing that makes this company different from a lot of the companies is they use unstandardized herbs. So briefly, the difference between unstandardized and standardized herbs is this. Unstandardized herbs are in the form that nature presents them. Standardized herbs, once again, are, for want of a better term, manipulated and are not exactly in the form that you can find them in nature. And it is my opinion that when you find things that are mirrored in nature, that will give you the best possible chance of having the best health possible. Now, before we go to commercial break, I want to talk a little bit today about relationships. And one of the things that I want to say about relationships is that they can be very challenging. And what I always do when I work with people in my private practice, or if people call into the radio show, or wherever I might be questioned, whatever the issue might be, I always look at what's the bottom line causes. What are the contributing factors, the underlying contributing factors to the problem that is currently existing? And then I always do my best to identify as quickly as possible the strategies that can be used that can help people to manage those challenges. Now, first of all, what I want to make very clear is that when I say relationships, I'm referring to all types of relationships, including family, friends, romantic partners, employers, supervisors, and coworkers. When you're in a relationship with someone, past experiences affect the way you hear and interpret what is said. In addition, your state of mind and overall physical health also influence how you perceive what is said. So say you're tired, you're hungry, you're speaking with someone who says something that results in your feeling criticized, and you were criticized during your upbringing. Well, your hunger, fatigue, and upbringing experiences could all contribute to you having a rather strong and perhaps inappropriate reaction to what was just said. This means that what you say and what you do in that situation might add fuel to the fire rather than contribute to identifying a solution that is acceptable to the individuals involved. And when I'm talking about saying something that may be inappropriate, or as I said, giving an inappropriate reaction, what I'm saying there basically is that there are many ways that you can interpret a situation. But your state of mind and overall physical health and past experiences all contribute to how you may perceive and or interpret what happens. The good news is that there are strategies that you can use to manage yourself and your communications with others to help to assure the most positive outcome for everyone. I'm going to talk about those strategies at the end of today's show when I give my life-changing insight tip of the week. We're going to go to commercial break now, and when we come back, I'm going to have a few more comments about relationships, and I'm also going to talk about a book that I consider to be very special. Go to commercial break and look forward to talking with you all when we come back.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Before we went to commercial break, I was talking about relationships, and I was talking about some of the things that makes relationships challenging. And as I mentioned, I'm not only talking about romantic relationships, I'm also talking about the relationships that you have with family, friends, employers, supervisors, and coworkers. And one of the things I do want to mention again at this point is that if any of you are having any challenges with relationships, feel free to call into the show. The phone number is 347-989-1363. Again, that number to call is 347-989-1363 and press option 1 to connect with the producer. I would really enjoy speaking with some of you today and answering any of the questions that you might have about relationships. So, you know, when we're talking about relationships, you know, I read a lot of the emails that I get, and I read different trainings and what they're going to talk about. And, you know, quite frankly, everybody, and what I'm going to say now, I have absolutely no intention of it being a negative at all. It may sound like a negative, which is why I wanted to say that. Everybody has an angle. You know, everybody tries to communicate that they have the answer, that if you do what they say, everything will be fine. And a lot of people do have an understanding and a way of explaining how to most effectively manage relationships. The thing that kind of catches my attention is when somebody says it's not this, but it's that. So as an example, something I read recently was, it's not communication that's a problem in a relationship. It's like three or four things that include relation, that include communication. So obviously, what was being attempted there was a way of getting your attention, like, this is really the answer. The underlying communication there was, this is really the answer. I have the answer. But they still said that communication was part of the problem, that it was also part of the solution. When I was growing up, I would hear things, and obviously, depending on my age, I heard many things that were being said for the first time. And because of that, it seemed like it was brand new information. And I was like Christopher Columbus discovering America, like, wow, I found out something that no one else knows. And as I got older, what I started to become aware of was that the things that I was learning were not things that were just being discovered. They were not just being revealed. They were things that were being communicated over and over again throughout history. So what that tells me is that humanity has a lot to learn. Humanity needs to learn the lessons so they do not continue to come up over and over again. So how does all this apply to relationships? Well, one of the ways it applies is that there are very, very basic fundamental ideas that I believe we all need to be aware of in order to have the best relationships possible. The important word that I just used is possible. It doesn't mean that we're going to have perfect relationships, but we're going to have the best relationships that we're capable of having. They're not going to be perfect. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to talk about what I think are the necessary ingredients in order to have the best relationship possible. And one of the things that's really important to keep in mind is that we have to honor every person's individuality. And we also have to realize and accept that just because someone is different, that does not mean that they are wrong, that they are to be judged, criticized, or condemned. All that it means is that they are different. And guess what that means? That means we're different too. You know, we have this idea somehow of like that we all have to be perfect. We have to match up to this model somehow, whatever that model is. And the farther away we are from that model, the more we judge ourselves. From my point of view, that doesn't make any sense. So basically what's important, according to the way I look at relationships, first and foremost is communication. If you don't communicate with someone in an open and honest way, you don't get to know them, and they don't get to know you, which comes to my second point. And my second point is you have to be able to respect differences. And in my opinion, one of the things that makes the most satisfying relationship is that you share major values. You don't have to agree exactly 100%, but you do have to share major values. Because if you don't share major values, and if you're not open and honest about what your beliefs and values are, you could end up with a very big surprise. And what a lot of people do is a lot of people go into relationships either thinking that they're going to change the other person or without even having a basis for this idea, they'll assume that they can get along with anybody. They'll assume that no matter how anyone treats them, it doesn't matter. And you know, in the short term, that can be true. In the long term, that very rarely works out, particularly if you're talking about major values. Unless you truly are being honest with yourself and you really know how tolerant you can be, in which case you have to be sharing other values with that person that are important to you, that actually act as a cement for that relationship. Now, this also applies to work situations. You know, a lot of people go into work situations just like they do any other kind of relationship. They have idealistic points of view, and everyone, usually, not always, but usually, like most of the time, goes through what's called a honeymoon period. The honeymoon period essentially is the initial stage of any relationship, although it's generally applied to romantic relationships, in which everything is just great. No matter what happens, you accept everything. You make excuses for the things that kind of catch your attention. You think to yourself, wow, I really lucked out. I really found what I was looking for. And then as time goes on, you start to notice that certain things bother you. And then you also notice that things start to bother you more and more. And here's where a very big mistake is made. In our humanity, what we tend to do, as human beings, what we tend to do is we tend to blame the other person. We judge the person, we judge the situation, and we become very negative about the other. And the more we do this, the more likely is our tendency to lose sight not only of what we may be contributing in a negative way to the situation, but we also limit our ability to identify what positive contributions we could make to the situation to help it to be the best possible. That's a tough pill to swallow, and especially depending upon how big your ego is. If you have a big ego, if you think like you're the best thing since sliced bread, that's a real hard challenge to consider that you might actually be contributing to a problem. Now, there are basically, obviously, two ways that you can be contributing to that problem. It could be based on what you do. It can also be based on what you think. You can be thinking things that are not accurate to the situation, which then would lead to expectations that are not realistic, which then, of course, would lead to disappointment, which in turn would lead to judgment, criticism, and frustration. You know, there's a story that I read recently, and I think that this story really highlights the point that I just made. And I'm not going to give the story exactly, but I'm going to give you the essence of the story. And for those of you who are not familiar with the story, a woman goes to the airport and she buys a bag of cookies. And it's going to be a little while before the plane is going to board. And she sits down and she starts to eat a cookie and a man sits next to her. And he takes one of the cookies. And she thinks, well, I don't know, guy's got some nerve, but all right. But then as time goes on, every time she takes a cookie, he takes a cookie. Finally, they get to the bottom of the bag and there's one cookie left. The man takes the last cookie and the woman thinks, oh my God, what nerve this person has. He breaks the cookie in half and gives her half. Well, it's time to board the plane. She gets on the plane. They part ways. And she is just so angry when she gets on that plane. She has the nerve, she thinks to herself, the nerve of that person eating my cookies. Well, within a few minutes, the plane's about ready to taxi, and she remembers there was something in her bag that she wanted to get. So she reaches into the bag, and she's absolutely astonished to see that the bag of cookies that she had purchased when she was at the airport is in her bag. And what she realized at that moment was she was judging that man for eating her cookies when he was actually sharing his. And you know, that type of situation where somebody does or says something, it may not be exactly that type of situation, but the idea is the same. The situation is where someone says or does something, or they do not say, or they do not do something, and you take it personal. You criticize, you judge, and then you come to realize that there was a whole entire way that you could have looked at that situation, that you would have seen it in a very different light. And to me, as long as you have communication, and as long as you have honesty and openness, that will contribute to you having the best possible chance of having the best relationship possible. I hope that my comments about relationships kind of ring a bell for all of you. And I hope that another idea that you get from what I just said is that do your best not to judge. Do your best not to condemn. Do your best not to come from a self-centered point of view, regardless of what happens or what somebody says. We all have a tendency, to varying degrees, to assume what someone else's intentions are. We all have a tendency to misunderstand what is said. And we all have a tendency to react with our emotions rather than to respond, using our minds to manage our emotions so that we can have the best possible outcome to any interaction. And you know, even when there isn't a misunderstanding, just by not adding fuel to the fire, you can at least make a positive impact on that situation. Before we go to commercial break, I would like to remind everyone that this past segment of the show was brought to you by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables, and they use those vegetables to make whole food products, whole food supplements. They also have a sister company called MediHerb, that's MediHerb, and they have unstandardized herbal products, which gives you a product that has herbs as nature gives them to us. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I have some more information to share with you.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. And before I continue, again, I'd like to remind anyone who's listening, if you'd like to call into the show with a question or a brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363, and press option 1 to be connected with the producer. I'd really love to speak with some of you and listen to some of your questions and concerns and see how I might be able to be of help to you. Well, one of the things I'd like to mention is that several months ago, I was asked to contribute a chapter to a compilation book. And there are 27 other authors in that book. And basically, the focus of that group, and I guess another way I could say that, a focus of the information in that book, is that each of the authors shared how their life experiences have contributed to what they're doing today. When I was first asked to do that, I had some questions in my mind. I wondered, like, you know, well, what's that all about? I mean, like, when you contribute a chapter to a book and you talk about how your life contributed to what you're doing, you know, all your different experiences, like, I don't know, like, what would I even say? But I kind of liked the idea. So I said yes, and I committed myself to staying with that whole process. And this is what I learned. After thinking about my life experiences, and seeing what I'm doing today, kind of like a light bulb went off in my head. And what I was thinking was, you know, not everybody has the same life experiences. But if I can contribute a chapter that contained information that helped people to see how they could look at their life experiences, and how they could see how their life experiences either contributed to what they're doing today or how they could use their life experiences to take their life in a direction that they wanted to go, I would actually be making a valuable contribution to people. And when I sat down to write that chapter, one of the things that struck me was how different life experiences that I've had led to other life experiences. And that really fit into my beliefs about spirituality. And when I'm talking about spirituality, I'm talking about the natural laws of nature. I'm not necessarily specifically focusing on organized religion. But part of my belief about spirituality is that we are all here to do something specific. Besides giving love, showing love, being of service to humanity, we all have what I call roles that we play. We all have certain ways that we do that. And I remembered several years ago, someone told me that when you suffer, when you have an experience that is particularly challenging, there is a very positive side to that. There is something good within that. And the only thing that stops you from bringing it out is you not recognizing it. And I want to give one example that I wrote about just to help people to see how all this is possible. Several years ago, 2007 to be exact, I became very ill. I was not able to work for 1 year. In addition, I was hardly able to get out of bed during that time. If I was able to be out of bed for maybe a half hour or an hour, that was a lot. And during that time, I realized, or I guess I should say I remembered, what that one person had said to me about how our challenging times and our very difficult times can lead to something positive, which is actually what I consider to be our spiritual purpose. It contributes to it. And while I was having a very difficult time managing my energy, one of the things that happened was through a series of events, I was led to different healing practitioners. And each time I spoke with one of those practitioners, I learned something. And then I had what I consider to be a life-changing event. And that life-changing event was one of those practitioners said to me, "How would you like to learn to do with people what I do with people?" And needless to say, what I do today is to help people from a nutrition point of view who have health challenges in a way that I was helped. Now, obviously, it's not possible to dogmatically assert that if I did not have that experience, I would not be doing what I'm doing today. It is possible that if I did not have that specific experience, I still would be doing what I'm doing today, because in my opinion, I would have had another similar experience which would have led me to doing what I am doing. But that's not the point. The point is that I could have closed my hearing, I could have closed my ears, I could have stopped myself from seeking the help that I needed with my low level of energy. I could have given up. I could have gotten onto what's called the pity pot. I could have just felt sorry for myself. And to one degree or another, I could have given up. And that could have closed the door permanently to the opportunity that has given me the life that I'm living today. And I can give example after example of how different experiences in my life have led me to what I'm doing today. Now, there is another positive to this book. Another positive to reading this book will be reflected in a story that I have about a woman that I was talking with a few months ago about the book. And apparently something that I said got her interest, and she decided to get the book. She purchased the book, read it, and soon after reading a chapter in the book, she got in touch with me. And what she revealed to me was that one of the chapters that she read had some information in it that helped her to have a much more positive experience in her relationship than what was going on up to that point. So one of the benefits of reading the chapters in this book is that the authors do not only share how their life experiences contributed to what they're doing today, but they also contribute life lessons that they have learned. And this one particular chapter that this woman read, and she didn't tell me the chapter that she read, and I didn't ask, because I got so excited about being a part of something that actually contributed to helping someone to overcome a challenge that they were having in their life. Now, there's a third reason to get to purchase the book. And that third reason is, it's extremely interesting reading. Each person's life story is so fascinating. I just love learning about what different people have gone to, have gone through, not to. Anyway, I think in order for you to purchase the book, you really need to know the title. And the name of the book is Share Your Message with the World. Again, the name of the book is Share Your Message with the World. It is an inspirational and educational book, as I've just described. And another benefit for people who don't enjoy reading a lot is that each chapter is very short, maybe about 5-6 pages. Another bonus to reading this book is that each of the authors provide a service that helps people to overcome their challenges. So you may read one of the chapters, and you may be going through something at this time in your life, and you may have reason to actually contact that author and get the help that you've been looking for. For any of you that want to purchase the book, I'm going to tell you the sales page, and I'm going to tell you the name of my chapter, because, interestingly enough, the title of the sales page is actually the title of my author. I'm sorry, the title of my chapter. So anyway, the name of my chapter is How Our Lives Can Be Guided. And the sales page where you can purchase the book is www.howourlives.com. howourlivescanbeguided.com. Again, the sales page is www.howourlivescanbeguided.com. Also on that sales page, I have a very short video that explains a little bit about the book, a little bit about my involvement in the book. And I know it may not appeal to everybody, but I would really be surprised if it didn't appeal to a lot of people. So I'm hoping that the comments that I've made about relationships and about the different types of relationships and what contributes to them, and the comments that I've made about the book, Share Your Message with the World, is of interest to many of you, because my intention is to provide information. I never intend to force anything on anyone or talk anyone into anything in particular. I believe that if I give people information that is potentially helpful, it will reach enough people who are having a particular challenge that will find that information to be helpful. So again, I'd like to mention that if any of you have a question about anything that I've said so far, or you even have a brief comment that you'd like to make, please feel free to give me a call. The phone number is 347-989-1363. Again, that number to call today with a question or a brief comment is 347-989-1363. And press option 1 to connect with producer. And I would be happy to either hear your comment or to have a brief conversation with you about any question you might have. In the meantime, we're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to give my life-changing insight tip of the week.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting, and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Before I talk about my Life Changing Insight tip of the week, I want to make a few more comments about what I spoke about during today's broadcast. What I'm hoping is that each of you have heard that regardless of what you're going through, there are strategies that you can identify and use to help you to learn either how to manage and also possibly overcome almost any challenge that you may be experiencing. Now, one point that bears mentioning here is I'm not saying that you may necessarily be able to get the exact outcome that you're looking for. What I am saying is that there are strategies that you can use. There are strategies that you can identify that can help you to learn to at least manage, if not overcome, almost any challenge that you experience. So much of that has to do with remaining as calm as possible, as open-minded as possible, and being flexible in the sense that you're able to accept that you may not have the outcome that you're looking for, but you may have an outcome that makes your situation more manageable than you ever thought possible. I know that what I just said can seem very difficult to accept when you're going through an extremely challenging time. But one of the things that I have learned is that by remaining calm, open, flexible, and willing to accept less than what you want, there are solutions that can really be okay. And really what I just said fits in to my life-changing insight tip of the week. At the beginning of today's show, I talked about what makes relationships challenging. If any of you missed the beginning of today's show, please listen to the archived broadcast at www.lifechanginginsightswithdralansimberg.com. My life-changing insight tip of the week is to do what you can to attain and to maintain the best possible physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. First and foremost, always remember that when you take care of your overall health and you are honest about your challenges without being judgmental and or critical, and you're willing to make necessary and positive changes, you have the best chance of identifying the strategies that can help you to have the most satisfying and rewarding relationships possible. One example of this would be your physical health. And actually, we can include mental, emotional, and spiritual. And an example that I'll end today's show with is eating in the most healthy way possible. And as I've mentioned in previous shows, one of the things that I feel very strongly about is to eat in a way where you maintain your blood sugar levels within the proper range on a reasonably consistent basis. No one is going to be perfect about it, but by eating protein, vegetables, salads, good fats, and minimizing your intake of processed foods, foods that have toxins and poisons in them, foods that have hormones and antibiotics in them, excuse me, you're giving yourself the best possible chance to be able to manage any situation that comes your way. Because as your blood sugar goes, so goes your hormones. And as your blood sugar and hormones go, you will find a rather dramatic impact on the way you perceive and process information, and it will have a very strong effect on your ability to not only being open to hearing solutions, but also to being able to identify solutions. When your brain is cloudy, when your emotions are cloudy, when your health is compromised, when your spirit is down, it is very, very difficult to manage even the most simplest of challenges. And the best example I can give of this is just imagine that tonight you go to sleep and you do not get a good night's sleep. You wake up tomorrow, something happens, and it really bothers you. You go to sleep the next night, you get a great night's sleep. You wake up the next day, that very same thing happens, and it doesn't bother you at all. It's not magic. It's what you have to work with. When you have the health and the balance in your life, you can deal with anything. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I'd like to invite you all to listen to next week's show, Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, next Tuesday between 3 and 4 o'clock. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments, and my email address is alan@alansimberg.com. Or if you would like to call or text me, my phone number is 281-785-0660. Again, that number to call or text with any comments or questions is 281-785-0660. I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon and a great week. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.